Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. To create a new wetland, just add water. Well, it's not actually that easy, but thanks to an interagency agreement between Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Lower Neches Valley Authority, we have enough water to fill newly created wetland cells in the Alazan Bayou WMA in southern Nacogdoches County.
Their cooperation with Parks and Wildlife is going to allow us to put wetland cells and manage wetlands for waterfowl and other animals in a place where we have not ever had that opportunity before. It's going to give us a lot of management tools for hunting and habitat management on the management area. That's going to be a really unique opportunity for Parks and Wildlife.
Gary Calkins, a wildlife biologist based in Jasper, says the Water Authority gave Parks and Wildlife the water rights for 10,000 acre-feet of water over the next 50 years to manage these cells. In addition, Ducks Unlimited provided a pump to siphon water from Morrill Creek into them, but not just yet.
Right now, there's so much woody vegetation in there. If we flood it, all we're going to have is a flooded mess. And so we're going to try to get rid of some of that standing vegetation and open it back up where ducks and other waterfowl can start using it. We got some steps to take, and we're kind of in the baby step stage, but we'll hopefully be running by next winter.
That's our show. We had help today from Tom Harvey. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and provides funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.